All right, let's go to Psalm 102:13. Use your faith. Use your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't look at what you have. The widow woman was looking at what she had. Look at what you give. Oh, that's good right there. Look at what you give. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 103:13. This is transitioning into a set time part two. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. I'll explain that. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer. Now, you know that the Word of God can be speaking, particularly the Old Testament words. They can be manifold. They're multi-layered. You have to learn to receive in dimensions, okay? You have to learn to receive the Word in dimensions. Now, right here, in the particular subject right here was Jerusalem. Zion, Mount Zion, okay? So it was in a state of desolation. But even in the rubble, the people loved Jerusalem. They loved it. And so God's going to arise for them. And when he does, the nations will see what he's doing for them. Better have an ear. And they'll come to love and worship God. He's going to arise and solve the desolation problem. The nations are going to see that. And they're going to come to know the God of America. Praise the Lord. Okay? Got it? So, Zion was in such a state that God himself would bring on the manifest power of the glory and bring her back where the nations need her to be. Okay? God wants to bring you up so that you can be who the people around you need you to be. I hope by now you've gotten over the idea that it's all about you. Because it's not all about you. I can almost remember the day I awakened to that. That I had people that were watching, were looking, that needed me to be something for them. Amen. Amen. It's not just, even people, some people just go all the way into the ministry and they think it's all about them and their ministry. Me and my ministry, me and my job, me and my, no, it's about people. And hopefully we won't get to heaven before we realize that. It's not about me and what I want to do, and I'm not going to commit to anything, because if I commit to something, I can't do what I want to do. Well, you know, that's ungodly. The truth is we have to commit to what God wants to do. We need to know what he wants us, each and every one of us, to do, and we need to go ahead and be brave enough to make some commitments. Amen. So it said here that God will hear their prayers, right? He heard their prayers, and he said, I'm now coming, and I'm going to fix this. Church, God has heard our prayers. He has heard our prayers. Zion also represents the church. You can find that over in Hebrews, right? Hebrews 12. And the church has prayed. This church has prayed. We started thermostats, which made us praying almost every day of the week. I know individually we all pray, but we unify together and pray. And God has heard our prayers. The Americans have prayed, and God has heard America's prayers. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so whatever mess the ecclesia has been in, God has come to redeem and restore and revive. Amen. He's come to do that. And so he will revive to the point of the great awakening. All the way up. That's what we're going to have. So It's going to take His glory then, some of the power that we've just experienced in the room. Psalm 102:13 said, "You will arise, have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, the set time has come." He will favor her in this set time. That's what's happening to America right now. So, you know, y'all think it was a campaign phrase, make America great again. It's not a campaign phrase. It's a prophecy. It's a prophecy, like the man or not like the man, it's still a prophecy. God wants America to be great because we've birthed more missions around the world, more missionaries, more evangelists, more Christians, more teachers than anybody else in the world, and we're about to do it again and disperse them around the world. I just think about Brother Benny Hinn. He's been in America for a long time and had all these wonderful things happen. And now, by the prophet's word, he got sent to Africa, and God's given him all of Africa. Isn't that amazing? And he's 74 years old, and he thought he was going to retire. That'll learn you right there. I know it's bad English. Praise the Lord. Okay, so fixed dates and times, that's what set times means. It is the word moed. The plural would be moedim. That's the Hebrew word, moed. It's like their holy days, their feast. You know, Passover, Pesach, or Shabbat. Well, we call it Pentecost. All the feast and everything. God set those up as set times. So no matter what's going on the calendar, when you roll around to those dates, they're moeds, and they had to show up. It's kind of like Sunday morning. No matter what you're doing, at 10 o'clock, you show up,
amen.
Right? I mean, that's just, we're in a moed, right, in this very moment, amen? We're committed to do that. And so there are moeds in life, and there are prophetic words that were spoken that are showing us and telling us that we are right at the end of the age and we are in a moed. And it is the moed of the Great Awakening. There's a Great Awakening right now. There's been many outpourings. But just before the return of Jesus, the Great Awakening will be here. I mean, y'all know all. I don't have to name all of the outpourings that have been. I think I did that Wednesday night. But we are in this Great Awakening, and it's right now, and it's fixed. Now, will everybody get into it, get in it? Well, it's a choice, but I would highly recommend that you get in on the glory of God. Amen? And so for us right now, we're in this. Now, here's what God gave us. I don't know about other churches. I only know what happened to me. We are in the set time of favor. We're in a set time of favor. Now, you can take it or not take it, but it's here. Yep. And so favor is God's approval and preference. He chooses to be gracious. Now, actually, the word gracious means disposed to show favor. Amen? Amen? And so I would just say to you today, if you can get this, favor is your key to success. Yes. It's your. Listen, have you known people that show favor? They'll help you. Yeah, you come up on something, and they're right there ready to help you solve your problem, give to you or anything. My sister's like that. When we live too far apart now, so Sissy, if you're watching this, I need some favor, okay? But whatever it is, she would try to help me or give me favor or make egg rolls and invite me over or whatever, and always invited to the table and when I was younger, I lived at her house more than I did mine, you know. And so, but she was always, well, what can we do about that? How can we? So she's always there to solve the problem, to show favor. And then you've had people in your life that'll show you favor. They're just willing to you know, they'll be there for you. They'll do something for you. They pick you. Even people that don't like you. Even people that don't like you will go, I don't know why, but we're giving you the job. Amen. We're not sure. Praise the Lord. But these kind of things happen. Why? Because God favors you. Listen, the cream always rises to the top, and you need to know you're the cream of the crop. You will rise to the top. Hey, if you're in this company right here, you're going to rise to the top. Promotion is at hand. You just got to be one of the ones in the room that'll take it. I believe I receive. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we have this favor, and this is a set time for us. God is using favor. Remember I told you that God would give us a particular version of his glory? It's favor. Now, there's something else coming as well, but it's favor, and so you need to use it. And about 14 days ago now, I think, maybe a little more, maybe more, I was awakened to three angels standing in my room, and they said, "We are favor." One is a warrior, one is a builder, and one is a delivery guy, deliverer and deliveree. I know that. I know that by the Spirit, the Lord told me. They've already whispered things in my ear. Once they started rolling and started doing things, things began to happen in my life that previously everything's been okay, but it just seemed to get a little better and things started to flow. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to put some pressure on this. I'm going to go into this. Interesting enough, me and Deb and Art have kind of gotten in the same flow with it, and we had the same thing happen. So I'm going to give you a little testimony so that you can decide to do this and get in on it. So last Wednesday night, I was praying in my closet, and I said, "Lord, I find favor," and I named the name of the two people. They're preachers that I love. I find favor with these people. And they're not some, we don't correspond all the time, okay? Every once in a while. Okay, every once in a while, there's a little bit of correspondence. But the next morning, Deb walks in and shows me a text that the wife texted us. "I love y'all. I'm praying for y'all. And I'll see y'all." And, you know, one night. I confessed it. It happened the next day. You hear me? Same thing happened to Art. He confessed it that night. And the next day, boom, the favor was there.
Hallelujah.
So are you going to do it or not?
Yes.
Are you going to confess your favor or not?
Yeah.
I find great favor. I find great favor with every one of you. I find great favor with the Copelands. I find great favor with Riley and Kim and Pastor Wimberly and Pastor Holler. I find great favor with these people. I find great favor with Chip and Candace and Dr. Billy. And I find great favor with the camp. I find great favor with Pastor Nancy. I find great favor with the people that I'm dealing with. I find great favor with people that are about to come work on this building. And I declare to you in the name of Jesus that my name is spoken in places where it needs to be heard. My name is spoken in places where it needs to be heard. And it's not being bad-mouthed. We bind and rebuke all witchcraft in Jesus' name. Y'all know witchcraft is of the flesh. It's people praying their own prayers for you that they shouldn't be praying. I mean, there's witches and stuff, but there are people who actually, and they try to put stuff on you. But there are people who are praying for you, and they think they know the will of God for you. I declare a crop failure over everything that's ever been spoken over you that is not the will of God in Jesus' name. You receive that? I'm really trying to preach this word. I will get to it. So these angels that have come, now they're like centurions. They have many with them. And so you're like, how are they going to help Pastor and all of us? Well, they're heads of troops. They're heads of legions, so you can employ them. Like, you really think angels are doing that? I absolutely know they are. Absolutely. The Bible says they are there. They're ministering spirits sent to minister to heirs of salvation. So I'm going to use them. Amen. So now, they're going to empower your progress. Say that. They will empower my progress. That's what's going to happen right now. So you need to be aware of that. So, financial testimonies are coming.
Amen.
Favored with extra money, extra jobs, prayers answered, family situations remedied.
Yeah.
People's light coming on that it didn't come on before. people who are have been angry all their lives being set free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. People getting saved that turned down Jesus before.
Nah.
People that have been locked into their narcissistic nastiness where life is all about them, set free.
Amen.
Set free. You're like, well, I don't want to go around them to find out. I'm not talking about you having to go around them. I'm talking about God going to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the word says in Luke 2:52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now take notice this. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
He increased in favor along with these other things. So the word increased means advance. So Jesus advanced. So his favor didn't stay on one level. Okay? It didn't stay on one level. Why? Why? Why did it not stay on one level? Here's your key. He stewarded it. He stewarded favor. He stewarded favor, church. He got the favor and he said, I will do something with it. He didn't say, well, I hope it happens for me. I hope something happens. He stewarded it. Joseph did that. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. You have to steward your favor like you steward finances. I hope you do that. Praise the Lord. You have to steward it like you steward your prayer life, like you steward your life. And so Jesus had the right mix. So wisdom now is the pursuit of the best end by the most legitimate and appropriate means. Got it? Well, let's just say it like this. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Wisdom's not knowledge. It's the right. It's knowing what to do with what you know. It's what to do with what you know. It's not just you knowing something. Well, I know all these scriptures and I can pontificate. No. It's knowing what to do with the truth you know. Amen? And so, whew, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's knowing. It's not just knowing something. So listen, you would know how to use favor in the right way. Okay? Know how to use favor in the right way. Sometimes we have to kind of flip things over so that we see the other side of things, so it's not me, me, me. If you don't mind, I'd like to use you all as an example. They taught me something big that I've held on to, and I love the example. Pat and Macon are realtors, but they said this to me. It's our ministry because we want to put people into the right homes. Now, that's different than, this is my ministry. I'm going to make all the money I can. Now, that's a whole different heart matter. That's why we need to get into our assignments and not just a money-making thing. You need, right, David? We need to be in our assignments so that we can do something. Butch draws up stuff for people so they can have the right thing to live in or the right thing to build. You do it because it's your ministry. It's your assignment, not just because you want to make a buck. If you're trying just to make a buck in a certain job, you might want to go back and pray and ask the Lord to show you what your ministry is. If you're a builder, you're building things that are good, not just to make the buck and run off.
That's right?
Yeah. And of course, that's what you do. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Y'all like the grass outside?
Yeah.
Salvador's getting that grass looking pretty out there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, he hadn't said one word about it. Other people have called me. Hey, Salvador's guys are out there doing the grass. I'm like, praise the Lord. Okay. So, but now, basically, to steward favor, just do this, okay? I'm going to tell you what to do right now. Rest in your relationship with God. Meaning this, rest in your identity. You're his. Rest in the fact that he loves you. And don't get under a bunch of condemnation. I'm not doing it right. It's not good enough. Just go with him. Just flow with him. Okay? That's number one. Number two, obedient to instructions. If he says, give this, do this, don't do that, go this way, buy this, don't buy that, whatever it is, just go with the instructions. Pray about this. Choose this. Amen? All of these things, just go with the instructions. I'm really picky about this. I was looking at something that I thought I might want to do here in the future, and I was taking it to God. I was like, I'm not doing this if you don't. And it was just something fun to do. And I was like, I'm not doing it unless you say, because I'm not going to be caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. I need to be where the glory is. You're like, well, Pastor, you care so much about that. Well, I got to practice. I'm going to go to heaven. I don't know about y'all. I'm going to heaven, and the glory's there, so I want to be where the glory is. I'm teasing. We're all going. But I figure that we're going to live for eternity. And so if I miss out on anything in the earth, heaven's way better. So if there's one painting I don't see in Rome, I'm sure God's got plenty of paintings that I'm going to love, okay? Not to say you shouldn't go to Rome. I think everybody should, especially me. But you know, whatever it takes to do this first, to do him first, amen. Okay, and then the next one is sow favor. Sow favor. Show somebody some kindness. Do something for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. He does that. Casey and Paris showed me favor. They got me shoes like I like. These are Coach shoes. Classy. And so they're a blessing. And they show favor. And we showed them favor too. Praise the Lord. God is good. You can show favor a lot of ways. I'll do this for you. I'll take you here. I'll do this. I'll recommend you. I'll pray for you. I'll encourage you. There's a lot of ways to show favor. Amen. So sow some favor in your life. And then the next thing is declare favor. This is the one everybody needs to work on. Declare favor. Declare favor in your life. Anybody going to declare favor? I have favor. And then this next one is might be a little bit of a kicker, but it is true. Associate with the right people. Associate with the right people. Don't get around anyone that's going to hinder your relationship with God, because they can. There's been too many soul ties with people that people should have stayed out of because it pulled them out of what they should have been doing. It totally pulled them away. I can't tell you how many people have a different church than church. Did you hear me? They have a different church than church. They have me church, or me and my buddy's church, or the bar church, or the club church, or whatever. I'm telling you, God's people are good for you. I know sometimes they have stinker behavior, but they're still better for you than just running around with people who are going to be always complaining, griping, criticizing, tearing life down, saying ugly things, cussing, failing, beating, whipping, trashing, being rebellious. There's a better life. Amen. Hey, it didn't even get quiet in here. And the last one's walk in wisdom. But I want to tell you just real easy. Here's the easiest and the best way to start your favor rolling. Hands down, this is it right here. Declare you have favor with God and man. Declare you have favor with God and man. And the first time you see favor, say it out loud. That's the favor of God. Just say it out loud. Every time you see, find it. Brother Jerry taught us this. Just say it. That's the favor of God. That's the favor of God. Amen. This is the favor of God. These are the favor of God. People gave me all this stuff. Jesse, Danny, they're all in here and on here, what everybody gave me, and Toby, and that's the favor of God. People text me. That's the favor of God. People want me to come preach for them. That's the favor of God. People inviting us to things. That's the favor of God. You getting Princess parking is the favor of God. But you got to get beyond Princess parking. It's time to get some favor of God in every area of your life. And I'm telling you, God's backing you up. This is your glory point, that you are favored. Amen. So if you'll thank him, if you'll thank church, thank you is big. Gratitude is big. You know, I just guess some people don't understand the power of thank you. You know, if someone blesses you, you might want to find them and thank them for it. Amen. And so, because why? You set yourself up for increase. And also, it's actually good manners. It's good manners to thank people for what they do. Well, I don't say stuff like that. Well, then don't increase. But thank you is always appropriate. It's always appropriate. Not that the person's looking for it, but that it needs to come out of your mouth as grateful. And Larry Wallace, we almost ran over him in the car. He was running. We had a blessing for him. We practically knocked him down the car. He got his body in the window to thank us for something that we favored him on. And it just really blessed me. We just went home smiling and being real happy. And not that we needed it, but understanding that there's a person who gets it. Amen. So I guess I'm thinking maybe the entitlement people, the victim mentality people, won't come tell you thank you because they think it's owed to them. Yeah. You know, we deal with that. You know, you've seen people who you hand them something and they practically grab it out of your hand because they're so desperate to get something. But we don't have to be like that. Yeah. We can just say thank you and move on and increase and flow on the next thing. Amen. And people favor you in a lot of ways. People that have moved forward in the ministry, and they allow you to flow with them and move with them and show up where they show up and stuff like that. That's great favor. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. So anyway, when you get favor, acknowledge it, and more favor will come. Now, the verses said here also, we got to get this here before we close. God will appear in his glory. God will appear in his glory. So not only favor, but manifest his supernatural. He wants to manifest the supernatural. You need to get a hold of that. Glory is the heavy, weighty presence of God. It started in the garden. Adam and Eve were wearing glory. They weren't naked. They were wearing light. Amen. They had on light suits. They had on glory suits. They were wearing God. And when they sinned by trying to become something they already were, God had to pull it back so he wouldn't get them like a light bug light. Because it's so powerful.
Right, it is.
Yeah. Amen. So glory has been from the beginning. And we see as we get through time that the glory of the Lord showed up over and over. And Moses said, I want to see your glory. And God said, okay. And I'm saying, I want to see your glory. And God says, it's okay. It's power, it's presence, it's prosperity, it's wealth as much as presence. But I want to say this to you, and you got to get this. Everything is easier in the glory realm.
Yes, that's good.
Okay? There's the fruits of the Spirit. There's the gifts of the Spirit. They work well together. But when the presence of God comes in, like it came in earlier, just a little while, which will get heavier and heavier, you can count on it. When the presence of God comes in like that, miracles happen.
Yes, yes.
Creative miracles happen. Things happen on the inside of you so that when you go out there,
that's right,
extraordinary things will happen to you.
Amen.
The glory. Moses' face was shiny.
Yeah.
Your face is about to get shinier.
Amen.
People are going to notice things about you. Remember Brother Jerry walking around in the mall and that lady following him? Y'all are like, yeah, yeah, that's a good story. Why? He had the glory on him.
Amen.
That lady said, I followed you all over the store. Will you pray for me? And she said, how did you follow me? She said, I followed a light that was on top of your head through the store, through the mall. She just, because we're lit up with the glory. We're lit up with the glory. Amen. The light and the life of the Zoe life of God will start happening. It happens to people's bodies. That's why you see people with the gold and people where limbs grow back. Things happen to people. People live and they don't die because of the glory. Things, they get press through into new places. They get delivered from alcoholism and habits and bad stuff because of the glory of God, and it's done in an instant. It doesn't take 10 years. You don't have to keep going and saying, I am this and I am that. You can say, I am free. Jesus' name. The glory realm is easier because it doesn't take a gift of the Spirit. It just takes God in the atmosphere ministering to each person where they're sitting. And there will come a time, I don't know, I believe the gifts will always be used, but because they're going to go to 100%, but there'll be times when we don't have to do anything but just sit here in silence and watch the glory of God move on every one of us and change our lives. The glory changes lives. I said the glory changes lives. The glory of God is His goodness, and He always gives good gifts. Always. And He distributes those gifts in His presence. And when you walk out of here, you're just so soaked with that, that wonderful things continue to happen.
Amen.
I can remember just in the renewals and stuff, for 3 or 4 days, we're just, whoa, just, if I could say it like this to you without offending you, drunk. Just drunk on what God is doing. You just get so drunk in the Spirit, you just get so, you've just received so much that God is just changing you from glory to glory.
Yeah.
He's changing me.
Yeah.
From glory to glory. You change. Peace comes like it never has before.
Yes.
Hey, you have favor with the IRS.
Yeah.
You have favor with the federal government.
Yep.
You have favor with the president.
Yeah.
You have favor with the governor. You have favor with the auditors. You have favor with the city council. You have favor. Did you know that favor will change rules for you? Yeah, it'll change rules. Well, that's okay. We're done with that. Amen. Yeah, favor will get you out of jail. Favor will get people out of prison. Favor and glory will cause bruises to leave bodies. And hearts. Let the Lord heal you instead of being angry all your life at your parents or your grandparents or whoever. Let the Lord heal you. Be comforted. Be blessed. Waste your life. Be mad. I did that pretty good. Mad. I love you. If you're going to flow in this, we actually went there earlier. The way to flow in the supernatural is to sound like the supernatural. You got to sound like the supernatural. If this isn't too hard for you, be on supernatural frequency.
Yes.
Say things that match what's going on in heaven. There's peace in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. There's joy. God's will. Nobody's hurting there. These are the things we want to say. Amen. We want to talk like heaven. We want to talk like the will of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want to say things. And the easiest way to say things is with your prayer language.
Right.
Your prayer language is the easiest way to connect to that. So like, well, quit I don't and do it. You're gonna feel so wonderful. Did you know that tongues actually bypasses part of your brain? Thank God for that. You just go into, you know, they say endorphins rise up, good things happen, you feel better, and you just connect with heaven, and he gets out there on that stealth language, and the devil doesn't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then your flesh doesn't need to know some of the things, so praise the Lord. But you pray out your language, you pray out what God's doing, the glory of God will manifest, and it will be good. So, because it has the essence and nature of God, that language does, and connects you with heaven. Basically saying, you're mine and I'm yours.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Don't send me any ugly letters. You probably have another name in another language. And when God speaks to you, he'll call you the other name.
Oh, wow.
And it would behoove you to interpret that. And don't go thinking that.
No.
Let him do it. But you probably have another name, and sometimes he'll call you. Now, he calls me several things. All good, all good. But I hear my name. I know what my name is. And you're like, well, you sure do know a whole lot of stuff about that. Well, I've spent a lot of time over on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. So my body's in the closet, but my mind's somewhere else. My body's laying in the bed, but I'm somewhere. My body's walking out in the garden, but my spirit's lifted up. I'm in ascendancy. I may be walking around on my property or driving my car. God loves our car. And he, right before you get to Cow Creek, almost every time,
yeah,
both of us start praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He has these places.
Yeah. Yeah.
And things will just rise up. It's a trigger. It's a trigger.
Yeah.
He'll just trigger you. You need to get used to unctions and triggers, because he wants to. We prophesy on 1431 almost every time we go to the cleaners. We just did yesterday. Praise the Lord. Am I helping anybody? Okay. So when you spend time in his presence, got a few more minutes, we can you can see the supernatural. Look at Revelation 4:1. Gwenny's going to put it up there. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as if it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. I'll show you things. Hey, Danny, you know how sometimes we pray and we say, this has to be said? That's kind of this category right here. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. We're going to talk about it. No. But you see, don't you see that? It's so true. So he's going to show you things. Did we get it? Revelation? Okay. So I'll show you things which must be. What is that? My battery, maybe? I'll try to be still. Okay. So, and immediately I was in the Spirit. Immediately, I was in the Spirit.
Yes.
Yield, and you will see.
Yes. Yes.
Yield, and you will see. A throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So a door opened, and the Apostle John could see into the future and the heavenly realm. Well, he was an apostle. He was the beloved of God, and so are you. And you can see. Yes, you can. It's not his apostleship. Yeah, I'll say that. Let me just put something in parentheses right here. Here's an old lie that people say. They say, well, the gifts of the Spirit passed away with the last apostle. Church, the last apostle's still alive. Our apostle Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Preach it.
Good one.
So wash that stuff out. The gifts are working. The glory's moving. The favor's flowing. And you can see things in the Spirit. You can see ahead. Sometimes you have to listen. You'll see something and you've got to get an interpretation of it. God will lead you into it. And then it's your honor to search it out and see. What are you talking about, Lord? Show me what this means. Show me what you're talking about here. I searched it out about the angels. Show me who they are, Lord. Show me what they're doing. I want to know what they are. And then I've actually heard one of them whisper something to me. See, if you've just seen with these eyes, you've been missing out. I know people that literally see angels, and they've seen them playing soccer in a field. Now, if that's too big for you, see, you need to stretch a little bit. You have a heart to see.
Yes.
And you don't need to seek that. Seek God. Always seek God. But it can happen. You can see things. I wasn't looking for angels to show up in my room. I was looking for Jesus. I'm always looking for Jesus all the time. What's Jesus saying? What does Jesus want? What's Holy Spirit want? But if they show up, I'm ready to find out what they're saying.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I saw my travel angel 20 years ago in Chateau on the Lake at a Billy Brim meeting. I saw him. There's huge chandeliers in there. Who's been there? John's been there with us. Yeah, y'all been to Chateau? So, and those big old pictures on the wall, it's just so beautiful. I saw him in the front. And he was real high up. And guess what? He looked like a boy me.
Wow.
He had muscles. And his hair flew back blonde like mine. He looked like me, but he was a boy.
Yeah.
I've seen angels in my home. Mm-hmm. One time when I was really young, and I was still married to my ex, and we had been to this Holy Ghost meeting, and we were just on fire for God, and we were so excited, and both laid down in the bed, and we were about to go to sleep, but the anointing was still real strong, and a lightning bug came and lit up in my face right here. You talk about jumping out of the bed. I thought an angel came to get me. I thought y'all might like that story. Praise the Lord. It wasn't an angel. It was a lightning bug. Y'all know what lightning bugs are?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You used to catch them in a jar?
Yeah.
Or we'd pinch them off and make them a ring, shiny ring when we were kids. We were mean to the bugs. Oh, my goodness. All right. New season. In a new season, you dress differently.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. You think differently. Stop it. New spiritual seasons, there are new anointings. There's a new anointing for you right now. There are different paths for you right now. I can say that, Lord. Now, I want to read you this, and then the Lord just reminded me of something, and it falls right into these last few things I'm going to say. Peter was called to the Jews, was he? Okay. But then he gets up on that roof, and he gets a vision. Right? He gets a vision, and it says, kill and eat, Peter. And he says, I don't touch anything that's not clean. He's saying, I only go to the Jews. I do not go to the Gentiles. They're not clean. But God tells him, he's going to move to a new place in his ministry. Did you hear that?
Yes.
What happened right there? A moed. The sequence of time ran out, and he had to jump to his new place. He had to just leap to his new place. Didn't have time to finish out the sequence. I'm going to tell you right now, that's happening to us in this church. We're going to actually probably jump a few spaces to where the sequence won't be played out like we planned or thought, but we'll just be too busy for that.
Amen.
And we'll have to move to a new place. So now also what happens here is geographical doors will open. I declare geographical doors open to everyone in this room that needs them to, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, you know, when Paul went to Ephesus, you remember that? There was a closed door. Remember that? And then it opened a little. You remember that? And so he moved to that new place where it opened a little, and then it opened some more, and then miracles happened, and then the door opened. So here's the scripture, First Corinthians 16:8, I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. So he went to Ephesus. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. So things opened up to him because people were praying. Are y'all still with me?
Yeah.
People are praying. So let me remind you that you can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of the wind. You may not see the power of the working door, but it's working right now. The working door is working right now. It's working right now. And you will see it. You will see that door open. You will, particularly in these jumps we're about to do. You know, the right, I'm talking about the right thing, how we'll go into the moeds. So, tongues will produce that working.
Amen.
Pray in tongues. Listen, maybe you don't know this yet, and I need to say this. say this when you pray. Let's say someone's praying about a job or their work. Lord, I'm praying about my job. And then pray in the Spirit. Lord, I'm praying about my brother who needs to get saved. And then pray in the Spirit. Lord, I'm praying about my daddy getting new jobs. Pray in the Spirit. Lord, I'm praying about Uncle Buck. Lord, I'm praying about this house I'm selling. Lord, I'm praying. And then pray in the Spirit. Got it?
Yeah.
The Lord told me to tell you that. So praise the Lord. Okay. So we're going to finish up with this. A great and effectual door is open. Now, effectual is a big energy word. It's big. It's a constant work of light. Got it?
Yeah.
It's effective.
Right.
It's a constant work of light, Tracy. Constant work of light. Okay? So the enemy is driven out step by step. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Now, where are we? We crossed the Jordan last week.
Yeah.
We're in the promised land. And now the enemy needs to be driven out. And they already fear us. And we're already seeing in different lights of different people things going on that I might know about you or you know about you. Things are being driven out.
Amen.
Yes.
They're being driven out.
Yeah.
Step by step. That's effectual work. Paul, the door opened a little, then the door opened. So not always is it the saloon doors where the new sheriff in town blows in and Wyatt Earp standing there. And it's not always like that.
Right.
How many of y'all know who Wyatt Earp is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Westerns, praise the Lord. So ask the Lord to grant you prayer. Let him help you. He'll grant you prayer. Lord, I want to pray about this. Grant me prayer. What does that mean? It means he'll come in with you.
Yes.
He'll come in with you and pray with you. So you're not just picking a subject. Come on, church.
Yeah.
Stay with me for five more minutes.
That's good.
You're not just praying about it yourself. He comes in and puts his power on it. And people other places will be praying for you, and they don't even know what they're praying for.
Right. Amen.
Ask him to grant you, because when his word comes in, you're going to say the right thing. His word never returns void.
Right.
So it's not, Lord, now, this is Roxy. I'm at 1135 West Ellesmere. Danny taught me never give your address online. So if you send something there, I won't be there. I'm over here, and my phone number is PE58007, so you can call me. But I am going to pray about, now, I said this was Roxy, are you there? That's not getting to God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for granting me prayer. I thank you right now that I step into the place. I step into the place where I hear your voice and I can hear what you're saying. I can pray what you tell me to pray. I'm going to tell it and we're going to have a breakthrough. I'm going to confess this and I'm going to have a breakthrough. What I say happens because I am a creative spirit just like you are. And you're having me pray this right now. You're having me declare this right now. Well, Pastor, I can't talk like you do and preach it like you. You're exactly like me. And yes, you can. You can put some effectiveness on it. If you're going to be enthusiastic, you have to act enthusiastic. If a bad guy gets after your wife, you're not going to say, excuse me. You're going to go in there and knock his block off. Well, you can do that with words. I said, you're out of here in Jesus' name. If someone tries to mess with your children, you're not going to stand there and just let them.
No.
No way.
If someone's pulling on your door handle when you walk outside of the store and trying to get in your car, you're not just going to let them, excuse me, here's the key. If your groceries are rolling out in a basket and going down the road, you're going to go grab them. Well, I'm telling you right now, your groceries are rolling right by you, so get them. That was a H-E-B story right there. Are y'all still here? So effectual. Start praying and heaven will feed it. Continue in prayer and watch in it with thanksgiving, praying together about us also, that God may open to us a door of the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been bound, that I may make it clear as I ought to speak. So praying in the Spirit will cause the doors to open, especially the hearts of people. Three keys right here. Your faith will unlock time. The language of the Spirit will unlock hearts. And as you pray, you open a door to see into the supernatural. There's your three things. You can get the doors open. You can get the hearts unlocked, and you can see. I said you can get the doors open, you can get the hearts unlocked, and you can see into the future. The doors will open, the hearts will unlock, and you can see into the future. I said the doors will unlock, the hearts will go free, and you'll be able to see into the future. I said the doors will open. They'll unlock, they'll open, the hearts will open, they'll unlock. You can see into the future. You can see what you need to do. You're somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you look right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. All these things, I looked and beheld a door standing open in heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. The door is open for us, church. Jesus opened the door. Now open your door. Open your door. You got to open your door. Amen. Because heaven's open to every Christian. It's open right now. The ladder of the angels, the steps, they're going up and down. They're coming in and out. They're moving all around. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All favor, power, dominion, tools, blessings, healings, miracles, and goodness belong to us right now. Favor, glory, supernatural. This is where the Father wants us to be. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is going to unlock the great awakening, and it's also going to awaken anything in your personal life that needs to happen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you today for this word. We thank you for the favor of God that surrounds us like a shield. We thank you that it produces supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, increased assets, greater victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies and rules change, and battles won that we did not have to fight.
That's right.
Let's stand up. Praise
glory
the Lord.
God.
The Lord will fight my battles. Amen. No toil.
That's right.
Just do your assignment.
Amen.
That's all you got to do. Just do your assignment every day. No toil.
Amen.
No toil. He's not adding any toil to it. You don't have to lay and worry. You don't have to think about it. He's healing your body right now. All that stress is draining out right now. A good idea is coming to you today. An idea is coming to you today. I see the Lord going around some things of what you thought. You actually thought, if that person doesn't come through, then my life will just be a disaster. No. He can go around anybody he wants to. He'd go around anybody he wants to. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you don't understand. It's in my husband. He's a breadwinner, but he's laying on the couch. Let me tell you something about that. God can go around that too. Amen. He can. He can either oust old buddy up to do something, or he can go around it and make your household good. You are not limited to any person. Nobody can stop what you and God are doing. Well, if the pastor just recognized me and my ministry, pastor ain't gonna stop you if God wants you to do it.
That's right.
God will either wake pastor up, mm-hmm. or somehow you will make it through.
Yeah.
You are not bound by anything. Nothing. No one. Not a person. Nobody's in your way. It's you and God. Yeah, but my husband, of course, you and your husband are one. That's the way it's supposed to be. But if one of them's dragging along a little slower, you can still keep going. God will help them. God will catch them up. God will do something. Just don't give up. Amen. You can't go, well, he doesn't want to do it or she doesn't want to do it, so I just guess I won't do it. No. Do it, and the other one will come along.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, Deb. You heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to church. You want to come to church? Hey, I want to go to church. You want to go? Okay. And then the first thing that happens, you're a prophet and a teacher. I'm like, must be somebody behind me. Because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to make a lot of money. After all, I've already had 37 different companies. I'm bound to make it sooner or later. I know that dance studio can make me $1 million. But God had a better plan.
Yeah, he did.
He had a better plan. Thank you, Lord. I see your heart beating exactly with the Father. Exactly with the Father. You won't miss it. You won't miss one step. The heart of God beating right with you. You have the right assignment. You have the right alignment. And there are new things coming. Every step is a step into something further that God called you into. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and I just heard this, and he'll arrive on time.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 I see the word sweet over the two of you. Sweet. It's a sweet life, and it's going to get even sweeter. And I hear the Lord I just see him. He's going to just pour honey over the both of you. And just ask him for whatever you want. Things are good. You have a wonderful relationship. It's flowing well. You have a great pastor. And No.
Absolutely.
I'm kidding. You have a great God. And that great God wants to bless you in many ways. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There is no doubt that you will hear, well done, good and faithful steward. Both of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a healing plug that is lodged in you right now. For whatever it is that needs to be healed.
Yes.
It's in there. The life is in there right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The anointing came. The pit came. The prison came. And now the palace comes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your mother is in heaven right now, of course, and she has learned the art of prayer in a heavenly way, and she's praying for you, and your sight shall increase into the heavenly realms. And the Lord would say, you've been my psalmist for all these years, and you'll continue to be my psalmist. And I'm about to tune you up like you haven't been tuned up in a long time. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. John, will you come up here, please? Thank you, Lord. 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 Where are you, Hector? Okay. The Lord says you've been a man with a mission, and you've been faithful. And now I'll show my faithfulness to you, and I am going to show my gratitude to you. And so get ready, because it's going to appear on the scene like a fresh spring shower, and it will continue to shower on you for several years to come. Don't give up. Don't give in. The best is yet to come. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the anointing on this man's life. And Father, I personally thank you for all that he does for me, all that he has been to me. He is a friend closer than a brother. And I thank you for that friendship in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 So that little ingredient that you've been looking for, there's a little ingredient you're looking for. And the Lord would say, I got good news for you. You're going to be like Popeye with spinach. I'm going to give you an ingredient. And in that ingredient, you are going to shine more than ever before. And I'm also going to give you some bypass surgery in the spirit. There's some things you're just going to bypass and move forward in. You are approved, says the Lord. You are approved to move forward. And so we shall, says the Lord. We shall. And so get ready for an upsurge, upsurge. Some prayers are granted, and some prayer time has been granted, and things will play out easily from now till January, and you're going to see some swift turnarounds on several levels. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for that ingredient that she was looking for in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. I know some of you probably want to go. If you would like to slip out, go ahead. We're going to stay for about 4 minutes because I need to ask if anyone in here, if you sense that you are stuck, you need to come down here because you're going to unstick today. In any little part of your life, if you feel you're stuck, come here. Any person, come here right now. And like I said, if you need to leave, we bless you. Lord bless you. But we're going to do this before we go. This is a big day for us. Because see, you got to get unstuck. We're going to let our internet audience go. But right before I do, I'm going to come out and say, if you've been stuck in the name of Jesus, I declare right now that jam log is out of your way and you are free to do heaven's business in Jesus' name. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Goodbye. Okay. Now, well, first of all, thank you and honest.
Amen.
Because I think we've all had certain areas, including me, where I felt like I wasn't getting through to a certain place.
Yes.
So this is our day. And the thing that's going to break it open is the favor and the glory.
Amen.
It's the favor and the glory. It's just going to break it wide open. So you're not going to be stuck anymore.
Amen.
You're not going to be stuck. That glue that glued you down is going to unglue you. And listen, now, allow the Lord to think with you this afternoon or this evening or when you're driving home or whenever you get some alone time. He may need to show you something to speak that will push it forward. But we're going to break every chain right now and then you move forward, okay? So we thank you for it, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, free, free. Free, 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 no stuck, free, no more, you're not stuck, free, in Jesus' name, free, in the name of Jesus, free, in Jesus' name, free, 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 free. 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 Now say this, I'm moving forward today. Right now, the favor of God is on my life.
Is on my life.
I have an unction
from the Holy One.
Satan is bound,
but I am loose.
I go forward.
From this day forward,
I bind every hindering spirit
that would try to put me in a cycle
of going up, not going down.
It's broken
in Jesus' name. Free in the name of Jesus. You do right. I said you do right.
Thank you, Father.
Free in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Big, 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 big blessing. A big blessing's coming. A big one. A big one's coming. A big blessing.
Yes.
No more, not enough. No more, not enough. No more, not enough. No more. Well, where's it going to come from? Stop it. You're free. What if you could give something away every day?
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I would do it.
Yes, Lord.
Every day.
We'll do it, Lord.
You could give a smile. You could give a mentistry. You could give a handshake. You could give some love. You ought to keep record of it. You ought to just make a little journal. What I gave away today. I gave $100 over here, gave $100 here, gave $100 there, gave $300 there, gave $100 over here. I gave that away. I did this. I gave to Kelly. I gave to Brother Copeland. I gave to Nancy. I gave to this. I gave to that. I gave to the church. I gave to his. I did that. I gave to Paisley. I gave to Addie. I gave to, did y'all know Addie's believing for a chicken coop? She wants some chicken. She not, hey, she's got the stuff up. Now, I'm smart. I want eggs. So I'm getting in on it. Praise the Lord. Amen. What can you give? Think that way. Because when you get a cycle going, it starts coming in. Amen.